This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Time to talk healthy living. I don't know about you, but I seem to have a bit of a problem with toasters. No matter what setting I put it on, I almost always seem to need to toast it 1.5 times. You know, you do it once, it's not quite ready. You put it down again, then you forget about it. Before you know it, your toast is burnt. And then there's the whole internal dilemma of, do you scrape it off and eat it anyway? Or do you bin it, start again, then burn the next lot? We've probably all heard these sort of rumours that go around that burnt toast gives you cancer, but does it really? I thought we should find out. The man to answer that question is Dr. Paul Brent. He's chief scientist with Food Standards Australia and New Zealand. Hi, Dr. Brent. Thanks for your time. Now, why is there this perception that burnt toast gives you cancer?
Well, I guess the first thing to say, it is a perception. I think it's highly unlikely that eating burnt toast would give you cancer, mm-hmm. but certainly there are chemicals in not just in burnt toast, but if you overcook food, that have been linked with cancers in animals and humans.
Okay. So has there ever been a study to find out whether burnt toast gives you cancer?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm not aware of any experiments where, you know, lab rats have been given or fed burnt toast to see whether it causes tumours, but certainly those natural chemicals, those chemicals that are present already in food, have certainly been fed to animals at high doses, albeit. Mm. And certainly there are effects on animals where they have found certain chemicals to be carcinogenic. Mm. So there are definitely chemicals that are present naturally. And if you are given enough of those chemicals, or exposed to enough of those chemicals, it might be possible that you might get cancer. But certainly I'm not aware of any. In fact, I'm not sure a rat would eat burnt toast.
No, that's the thing. They're probably smarter than us. They're not in such a hurry, too. So what are these chemicals that turn up in burnt toast that people are concerned about?
Look, there's a few of these chemicals, and probably the one that's the most topical at the moment is a chemical called acrylamide, and it's produced when sugars and certain other chemicals called amino acids, which are the building blocks of proteins, when they're heated together during the cooking process.
Okay.
So this chemical, acrylamide, is produced mostly in starchy foods, such as potatoes and potato products, mm-hmm. Baked goods, including bread and of course, toast. Mm. And the level of acrylamide has been shown, it increases with higher cooking temperatures and longer cooking times.
So does that mean that it's there anyway, but just if we cook it longer, if we burn the toast, there's kind of more of it, is it?
Yes, it's there. Well, the ingredients for the production of acrylamide are there. And then when you cook the food at high temperatures, certain foods, like starchy foods, like mm-hmm. I said, potatoes, breads and so on, then this chemical is produced. And this chemical has been shown to certainly cause cancer in animals. But acrylamide is also present as a result of industrial processes, so paper and plastic production, for instance, and high levels of exposure, which have been known to be toxic to animals, certainly haven't been shown to cause cancer in humans. So the jury's still out, but I think we need to take a fairly precautionary approach here.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I guess, too, you don't necessarily know how exposed to certain chemicals you might be in other parts of life. So you could be eating your burnt toast and your potatoes and your hot chips, and then you might have other exposures you don't know about as well, I guess.
Well, that's correct. But I think the kinds of high levels that that you're exposed to from work in the industrial area are very, very much higher than what you're being exposed to through eating burnt toast or you know, cooking food at high temperatures.
Okay. Now, this chemical can damage the nervous system as well, can't it?
Yes, look, it can. It's certainly been linked to quite a bit of evidence. So yes, it can cause issues around nerve problems. Mm-hmm. But mainly the issue that we see most topically in the media and the public arena at the moment is the Cancer Association.
Okay. I'm speaking with Dr. Paul Brent. He's Chief Scientist with Food Standards Australia and New Zealand. We're talking about whether burnt toast is really bad for you or not. Are acrylamides the only sort of problematic chemical that crops up in burnt toast?
No, look, there are others. So, polyaromatic hydrocarbons or PAHs. They're also better known as a class of air pollutant. So these are proven carcinogens.
That doesn't sound encouraging. It's an air pollutant in your toast.
These are small amounts of of chemicals that are present naturally anyway. PAHs are in we're exposed to them in many parts of our life, including our food, I'm afraid. And another one is also, it's one of the most well-known PAH is benzpyrene. And this is also found in things like coal tar and cigarette smoke.
Well, you're not selling it to me. It's not sounding good so far.
Benzpyrene is certainly, well-known. It's produced when... organic matter is not burnt efficiently, and it triggers chemical changes in cells that can result in damage to DNA, which in turn can cause cancer.
So we're talking about damaging DNA. We're talking about something that's in cigarette smoke and coal tar. We've got air pollutants here. That toast is just not looking attractive to me right now. Is it maybe not such a healthy food?
Well, again, as I said, the amount of these chemicals that you're getting in burnt toast is much smaller than what you might be exposed to if you're working in certain industrial areas, or certainly if you're a cigarette smoker, you're getting a lot more of these chemicals by far.
But we know that cigarette smoking causes cancer, so that's not reassuring,
right.
Is it?
and these chemicals I'm talking about are really part of the problem. They're the chemicals that are causing, some of the chemicals at least, that you are... that are causing cancer in that cocktail that you're smoking. But certainly I think with regard to burnt toast, you would have to eat burnt toast, every day, three times a day for your entire lifetime to get anywhere near the exposure that you might need to get cancer.
Okay.
I think it's highly unlikely, but again, it's an individual choice. If you're burning your toast, the choice is, throw it in the bin and get another piece. Toast isn't that expensive, one slice of toast.
Unless you're like me and you only bring in the two pieces you're going to eat for lunch and then you burn them and you're like, now I'm stuffed.
As I say, it's an individual choice, but it's probably not the best thing to be eating.
Not the best thing. But what about scraping it off, does that help?
Well, again, it's an individual thing.
You're desperate. What would you do?
I have actually done that before. I must say I'm guilty of doing that, but... since I've gained experience as a scientist, I think twice about that and say, well, look, it's one slice of toast. I think I'll throw it in the bin and get another one.
Interesting. Well, that's pretty convincing now. If you're, knowing all this stuff and you're going, maybe not. Now, just before I let you go, the old adage, eat your crust, make your hair go curly. What can you say about that? Is eating the crust any healthier than eating the rest of the bread?
I think it's really, again, a matter of choice. Some people like the crust, some people don't. I don't think there's any issue with regard to safety issues around eating the crust. If you saw a picture of me, I'm completely bald. I didn't eat my crust when I was a child. My mum told me to. I didn't.
So the moral to the story is listen to your mother.
That's exactly right.
Let's just leave it there. All right. Thanks for your time this morning, Dr. Paul Brent. What is actually a very serious topic, but we do appreciate your expertise.
All right. Thank you.
That's Dr. Paul Brent. He's Chief Scientist at Food Standards Australia and New Zealand.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.